Hi. I haven't seen you around before. No, I don't know everyone, but I do usually know the stragglers, and I haven't seen you wandering the halls before. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm convinced I live life 5 minutes behind. You're right. Not a very desirable quality, but I make up for it in other ways. No, not like that. Get your mind out of the gutter. Anyway. So, are you looking for the office? Or do you already have your schedule? What makes me think you're new? Well, starting with the very confused look in your eye. And, most kids are gonna skip by now, and you don't really look like you're skipping, so next thing to assume is that you're new. So, office or classroom? Office it is. I can direct you. This way, please. So, where do new kids come from these days? Ew! No. You know what I mean. Where do you come from? I see. So, do you know anybody here since before you've transferred, or is this just a totally fresh start? Yeah, fresh start. It could totally be a fresh start. Well, I mean, if you looked me dead in the eyes right now and told me that you used to be a farmer or a sheep herder or a race car driver or something, I would have no choice but to believe you. And then you could 100% fake a personality you like until it eventually just becomes natural. And boom, fresh start. I think most of my personalities come from fictitious people, but essentially the same thing, yes? It's not fake if it becomes who you are eventually. Yes, it is interesting, but it got me through life, so it works for me. You could totally reinvent yourself if you wanted to. Well, here we are. I should get to class, but if you need someone to sit with at lunch, I sit in the cafeteria, so feel free to find me. And to introduce me to your new reinvented self. I'll see you later. Maybe. Oh, yeah, no. I heard about that and I was just so crazy. I was like, why would you even think that? Oh, hey. How was the start of your day? I see. Well, come. Take a seat. Here, I'll scoot so you can sit next to me. These are my friends, but I doubt they're gonna be a good conversation, so just ignore. What classes do you have? I see. Not a bad schedule. No, she's a good teacher. She was probably just cranky. She gets like that when her toddler doesn't sleep the night before. Yeah, she was my journalism teacher for years. I remember when she was pregnant, no one thought she was pregnant. She just came back one day looking completely different, and then she explained that she was pregnant, and we were all like, shook. But she's really amazing. Just give her another chance. She won't let you down. Me? What about me? Well, I'm the oldest. I'm on the honor roll. I help on the student council. I volunteer with children on the weekends, and I like to read. There you go. That's me. Well, that's the most pertinent information about me. Okay, what's deep enough for you? Why? Well, I couldn't control being the oldest. I like being the smartest person in the room, hence the honor roll. At least I try to be. I do student council because I like to help. The kids are the absolute cutest, and I don't think I could ever stop hanging out with them. And who doesn't like reading? That wasn't very helpful. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I don't recall knowing much about you either. And this is the part where you share a bit about yourself. This, right here, it's a two-way street. That means if I'm gonna share myself with you, then you need to share yourself with me too.
Them? What about them?
Please. No one over there is listening to us. They would be if we were stuck up, snobby, and bragging about whatever fancy stuff our families own. But I don't talk about all that, mainly because I don't have it, and secondly, it usually leads to a very boring conversation, so feel free to talk about anything you want. It's really hard to catch any of their attention unless you are a mirror or you have one strapped to your forehead, so... Okay, what's your question? How'd I end up with friends like that? Since you're new, you haven't had time to experience the very colorful spectrum of people here. You have A, sitting here, the stuck-up snobs. B, over there, straight-up bullies. And C, all the way over there, self-centered athletes. And no, that's not just the stereotype talking either, I promise. I know all of them through student council, and they're all a copy and paste of one another. So, the people pool here is small. I take what I can get. And these just happen to be the lesser of all evils. Besides, I'm not very athletic. I work better inside a classroom than outside of it, so it was kind of a no-brainer between the bullies and the snobs. Hey, I don't jump the new students' bones. Not all of them, okay? Only the cute ones. Your bones haven't officially been jumped yet. You've just piqued my interest. You still got a few more bases to cover before anything gets jumped. Yeah, you do. I'm not a hit it and quit it type of girl. You gotta work for it. Well, your name and maybe your phone number would be a good start. Here, you can put it in my phone. Great. Well, it is lovely to officially meet you. I'm Bella. Thank you. I've only heard that line about 1,000,010 times before. But I appreciate it all the same. Don't worry. I'm sure you can think of another one. I have faith in you. Besides, I'm not that hard to please. Look around. These people are the standard, so it is set fairly low. No, I'm kidding, though. Everyone has their own quirks and things that make them unique. If you look past the surface layer rudeness of all of us, then there's a lot of good people here. They're just not that easy to find. Me? Oh, I just wear my heart on my sleeve. So, you know, I'm not necessarily the smartest person in the shed. Or sharpest tool in the shed? You know what I mean. But, you know, I guess that's just my quirk. I'm sure you have your quirks too. I just don't know you well enough yet. Yes. Yet. I plan on getting to know you more. A lot more. In more ways than one, hopefully. What is that supposed to mean? Yeah, I guess you could say I'm popular, but what about it? You think I care about my image, much less what you would do to it? I don't give a care what people think. I mean it. Listen, you're real and you're nice to talk to. And if anyone has a problem with that, then they can kindly back the heck off. I like what I like. What can I say? Well, right now, I like you. I know enough so far to know that I like you. And if that changes with time, then I'll be sure to let you know. But for now, you have my whole attention. All of it. Better use the time wisely. I'm a very, very busy gal. You gotta be worth my while. Oh, are you? Oh, I guess you're just gonna have to show me sometime. I'm looking forward to it. Looks like it's time for us to go. But I very much look forward to finishing this conversation later. Later.